Welcome, wonderful viewers, to Good People, Good Works, featuring an outstanding African-American baseball coach, Tim Lewis, who, along with others, successfully brought back organized youth baseball to the city of Compton, which is just south of Los Angeles, California, USA. He was also instrumental in rehabilitating an abandoned baseball field located in Compton's Seabree Park, where he used to play the game as a child.
When I was growing up as a kid, we had baseball, and it was a big thing. You know, I mean, this park would be packed with kids and parents, and everybody came out. And it's been like 29, 30 years since we've had baseball here at this park.
With the game having been long absent from the city, it was divine inspiration that led Mr. Lewis to decide to introduce to Compton's youth the joys of playing baseball.
Early in the morning, I'm praying, I'm meditating, and I began to think on my days back playing ball here and how great it would be for the kids to play baseball here again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God kind of gave me that idea, and so I went out and started trying to find out what I needed to do to get it done. God kind of took over because last summer I rode my bike downtown Compton and I stopped in the center and they was having a bicycle convention. So I sat in there for the meeting. The mayor, he comes in. So light goes off in my head. Here's the perfect opportunity to talk to the mayor about baseball. So yeah, I brought it to him and he said he would do anything he could to help to bring that about. I'm very thankful for that.
Tim Lewis next met a man named James Moore, who also wanted to form teams in Compton so children could play in a popular nationwide league called Little League Baseball.
And he was like, yeah, I want to do the same thing. So we exchanged numbers and everything. From that point, Little League of America in San Bernardino, the big headquarters out here, he referred me to Jerry Flory, mm-hmm. who's the district manager of this area. And from there, Jerry Flory told us that he would give us our Little League chapter.
At the same time, a surprise donation came from a generous and benevolent professional baseball player who supported the Noble Project.
Torrey Hunter, that plays with the Los Angeles Angels, mm-hmm. he stepped up. He found out that we were going to have Little League Baseball in Compton. Mm-hmm. And he donated $10,000. Oh. I'm still very thankful for him because that brought uniforms throughout the league.
The visionary coach of the Seabree Park Braves explains why the game is so important for the children of the area.
Kids, young people, they full of energy. They need something to do. A lot of kids never even came out the house, you know, because the neighborhood just went down. It went from a neighborhood that was fun to a neighborhood that was a lot of crime. So parents didn't want their kids to come out. This park was absolutely like a desert wasteland. Nobody would be out here.
The reintroduction of baseball brought about a significant change to the community and revitalized the park.
When we started practicing baseball and started having baseball games, this park just came alive, you know. I mean, people coming out to the park. It's a tremendous difference. And the city is working on this park. You know, it's hard to get the kids to even go home now. You know, they want to practice all the time. They want to play all the time.
Through the efforts of Mr. Lewis and others, there are now 5 active baseball parks in Compton.
You you can be driving by now and seeing kids out here playing baseball on their own. And we hadn't seen that.
The many challenges Tim Lewis has faced in life, from being homeless to formally associating with the wrong crowd, have all served to motivate him to inform kids on how to make the right choices in life.
Through working with these kids out here, it means so much to me. I mean, it gives me a great opportunity to talk to them, to teach them some positive things and what roads not to go down, things not to do. Because I don't want to see anybody go through some of the struggles or any of the struggles that I went through, succumb to peer pressure or, you know, somebody telling you, hey, that this is the way to go, drink this, or get high, because that stuff is no good for you. It kills you and it separates you from the love of God. I mean, God always loves you, but I mean, if your head is not clear, you don't realize, you know, how important He is. I know I have to stay here for these kids and be focused and be a good role model.
When we return, we will hear more from Tim Lewis, a man who wants the best for children. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Tim Lewis is a remarkable man with strong faith in God and a passion for baseball. He is credited with helping to bring organized youth baseball back to the city of Compton, California, USA, which is located just south of Los Angeles. Through his sincere concern and coaching, the passionate man has become a fatherly figure for many of the neighborhood kids, many of whom do not have a stable home life. Whenever he has time, Tim studies the Holy Bible and shares its message of hope with his young players.
I had to recruit some kids that I saw that were getting in trouble. I didn't want to see them getting in trouble, so I was like, you guys come on and play baseball. So I talked them into it and kind of got them away from doing that. We talked to them, tried to encourage them to go another way.
The Baseball League is providing the youngsters a constructive and safe environment to play.
Me and a guy named Coach Ray, good guy, very great guy. He loves God and everything. And we're coaching a team right now, the Braves. We keep the kids busy through the summer. We're doing it like a summer league. Mm-hmm. We play through July and August, take them up till they're ready to go back to school. I mean, all the kids we had, they had never even thrown a baseball, but, you know, or knew how to catch. So we started from scratch, you know, from the very beginning with these kids. They're learning quickly.
Tim Lewis talks about some of the children on the team.
I have several kids. Rayvon Taylor, that's my little boy. He's not my biological, but that's my boy right there. Good athlete. He loves baseball, football. Richard Sandoval, another great kid. Diego, Monique, Dion. There's so many of them. You got little guys like Brandon Wade, you know, the little future. I get excited seeing the little T-ballers, you know, because they're little like this. They're 5 years old, and they're the future of baseball. So I'm looking forward to seeing them develop and play. I try to give them a big smile, let them know I love them, and encourage them. And there's so many stories. Some kids, their parents tell me that they were doing bad in school, but since they've been playing ball, you know, they're doing good. They're doing good.
Wonderful.
In school. And it's only going to get bigger, and it's only going to get better, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy about that.
Tim has received support from people across the nation, and his story has been previously featured on television with National Broadcasting Company, or NBC News, doing a piece on him, and the Home Box Office, or HBO, channels Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, a sports news program, interviewing him as well.
A lot of things are coming at me pretty fast. People are talking about, you know, doing a book on my life. A lot of movie and different agencies have come to me. Are happening. A lot of people, great people are in this world, in this country. Since the story came out, and they sent me some letters and books and things and encouraging me to continue to do what I'm doing. And it really, you know, it just filled my tank up so I can just go more and more.
Mr. Lewis has not had his own residence for some time and is living out of his car. Learning of his situation, some kind people decided to help out.
Well, it's moved up just a little. Great guy named James Townsend lives in Torrance. Mm-hmm. Him and his wonderful daughter, Cheryl, they gave me a van. It's over there. You know, that's a tremendous blessing. I know God is so, so good, so great. I'm very thankful for that. At least, you know, now I can stretch out in it. And I'm working now, so, you know, I can begin to, you know, work towards getting me a place.
Finally, Tim shares with us his vision for his community's future.
It can be enhanced greatly if we can get more mentors, you know. There's a lot of kids out here. Mm-hmm. And one or two or four or five is not enough. There's a scripture that says the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And it says pray that there be more a laborer to go out. You know, so we need more men or women to come out and to help with these kids and steer these kids in the right way, to talk to them, mm-hmm. you know. Because without that, then they're on their own. They'd be raising themselves.
We salute Tim Lewis for his big-hearted work to better the lives of the youth in his neighborhood. May his mission lead Compton's youngsters to ever brighter futures. To contact Mr. Lewis, please write Tim Lewis, care of Ms. Clotilde Sanchez, 1202 West 130th Street, Compton, California, 90222, USA. Thank you, joyful viewers, for your company on this edition of Good People, Good Works. Up next is the world around us after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May peace and love always be with you.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.